Blockchain Layers Explained, Blockchain Architecture. Let's break down blockchain architecture into a simpler way. Imagine a shared notebook where everyone can see what's written. This notebook is the blockchain, and each page is a block. Every block holds information about transactions like who sent what to whom. Here's what makes this notebook special. Everyone has a copy. Instead of one person holding the notebook, everyone on the network has their own copy. This makes it super hard to tamper with information. No single owner, no boss is controlling the notebook. Everyone on the network works together to keep it running. Adding new pages. New transactions are grouped together and added as new pages, blocks, to the notebook. Special computers called miners solve puzzles to confirm these transactions and add the new block. Now, the cool thing is that each block is linked to the one before it, creating a chain. This makes it almost impossible to change anything in the past because you'd have to alter every block after it. This is why blockchains are secure and transparent. Different parts make this system work, kind of like different sections in a library, the computers. These are the ones running the software and keeping the network going. They're like the librarians keeping everything organized. The data. This is the information stored in the blocks, like the details about transactions. Think of it as the books in the library. The network. This is how the computers communicate with each other to share information. It's like the internet connecting all the libraries. The agreement rules. These are the rules everyone follows to decide if a new block is valid. Imagine these as the library rules, like no shouting or eating inside. The applications. These are the programs that use the blockchain to do things, like keeping track of money or voting. These are like the different sections of the library where you can use the books for different purposes. The filing cabinet, the data layer. Imagine a filing cabinet that stores all the important documents in a secure and organized way. That's essentially what the data layer does in a blockchain. It acts as the permanent storage for transaction details. What goes in the cabinet? Each drawer, block, holds information about a group of transactions. This information includes the amount of cryptocurrency being transferred, the recipient's public address, like a mailbox number, a unique code to confirm the sender's identity, but not their secret key. Keeping the files in order. These drawers are cleverly linked together. Each drawer references the one before it, creating a chain. This ensures everything stays in order and makes tampering almost impossible. The very first drawer, called the Genesis block, is unique because it doesn't have a drawer before it. In short, the data layer is the foundation for a secure and transparent record of all transactions on a blockchain. The chat room, the network layer. Imagine a bustling chat room where everyone on the blockchain network can talk. This is the network layer where nodes communicate with each other to share information. Since blockchains are open, transparency is key. Everyone needs to be on the same page about the transactions being validated. The decision makers, the consensus layer. Think of this layer as a group of judges who agree on whether a new transaction record, block, is valid. Here's how it works. Validators, like John and Mark in your example, receive transactions. To prevent double spending, adding a transaction twice, validators need to agree on which transactions are legit. There are different ways validators reach this agreement, like proof of work, POWW. Imagine a competition where validators solve a complex puzzle. The winner gets to add their block to the chain. Read more. Proof of stake, POS. Instead of competing, validators are chosen randomly based on their stake investment in the network. Read more. Building on top, the application layer. This layer is the playground where all the cool blockchain applications are built. It's like the app store for blockchain, with things like crypto wallets, social media apps built on transparency, secure browsers, DeFi, decentralized finance, apps for managing your crypto, NFT, non-fungible token, platforms for digital collectibles. The user experience might feel familiar, but the magic happens behind the scenes. These apps leverage the power of blockchain's decentralized data storage, giving users more control over their information. Blockchain layers. Layer 0 serves as the foundation of blockchain, providing the necessary infrastructure for various networks like Bitcoin and Ethereum to operate. It enables cross-chain interoperability and communication between different layers. Layer 1 builds upon Layer 0, functioning as the implementation layer for blockchain networks such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and Ripple. However, scaling limitations still exist in Layer 1, with any protocol changes affecting both layers. Layer 2 addresses scalability issues by removing unnecessary interactions and integrating third-party solutions. It is a popular approach for enhancing the performance of proof-of-work POW networks. Layer 3, also known as the application layer, hosts decentralized applications, dApps, and protocols that support other applications. This layer is designed to achieve real interoperability by separating blockchains and enabling cross-chain capabilities. Very simplified example, imagine a cake. Layer 0, base. This is the foundation, like the cake pan and ingredients, internet, hardware. It provides the groundwork for everything else. Layer 1, the cake. This is the core blockchain network, like the actual cake itself, Bitcoin, Ethereum. It handles transactions and security. Layer 2, frosting and decorations. This layer helps the cake function better, like frosting that adds scalability and third-party integrations, solutions for slow blockchains. Layer 3, the party. This is where you use the cake, like the applications and services built on the blockchain, dApps. Differences between Layer 0, 1, 2, 3. Layer 0. This layer has the hardware, protocols, and other foundational elements. Layer 1 maintains the dispute resolution, consensus mechanism, and programming of the blockchain. Examples: Bitcoin blockchain, Ethereum blockchain. Layer 2 has better scaling capabilities than Layer 0 and 1. It has the capability to be integrated with third-party solutions. Layer 3. This layer is used to host dApps and other user-facing applications. In summary, blockchain architecture can be compared to a shared notebook where everyone has a copy and transactions are recorded in blocks. The different layers of blockchain, such as the data layer, network layer, consensus layer, and application layer, work together to ensure security, transparency, and functionality of the technology. Additionally, the concept of layers 0, 1, 2, and 3 further categorizes the components of blockchain, with each layer serving a specific purpose in the overall structure. Overall, blockchain architecture provides a decentralized and secure way to record transactions and build various applications. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter to never miss out on the hottest news and developments in this rapidly evolving space. Join our community today and stay ahead of the curve.